Alan Lomax spent his life recording traditional folk music. He believed that all cultures should be documented and presented to the public. Lomax recorded traditional singers, instrumentalists, and storytellers during field trips to the American South, Britain, Scotland, Ireland, Spain, and Italy. But few people heard the recordings that Lomax made in Haiti in the 1930s. This month, those recordings will be released for the first time in the form of a 10-CD box set. Ruxandra Guidi tells us the story in today's Global Hit.
Alan Lomax traveled to Haiti in 1936. He and his then newlywed wife, Elizabeth, were sent there by the Library of Congress. Both were in their early 20s and eager to explore Haiti's music and culture. Their assignment was to record it all, which they did, in meticulous detail. There are 50 hours of audio and film recordings, but also copious notes about everything they saw or heard, according to the couple's daughter, Anna Lomax Wood.
They were really disciplined, detailed accounts. And he'd go into a ceremony, he'd describe where everything was and how it was set up and who did what. Really phenomenal. I was amazed to see that. And at the same time, he was evolving a theory of folk song style while he was down there at the age of 22 on the basis of what he was hearing.
The 1930s were a time of change for Haiti. The country was in transition between a sometimes bloody U.S. occupation and a period of homegrown dictatorship. When the Lomaxes were there, Haiti was enjoying a relative peace and a cultural renaissance. Again, Anna Lomax Wood.
At that time, Haiti had just emerged from the occupation, and there was a lot of creative ferment. There was a huge class division between elites in the cities and the country people who were very poor and not literate. But there was a new interest on the part of elites in this culture that was kept in the rural areas, including voodoo and other things, because they began to be very concerned with developing and consolidating a national identity, and they were turning to their African roots.
This is Lomax's recording of street musicians in Port-au-Prince, a typical focus of his work. That's according to David Katznelson, a co-producer of the 10-CD box set.
Alan was very interested in the people's music. He wasn't interested in the higher class music. Alan wanted to go into the streets to record the troubadours. You know, he wanted to find the surprise jazz bands that were wandering around. He wanted to find the people's music because that was telling the tale. That's what he was about.
Telling the tale would prove problematic, though. All of Lomax's 50 hours of recordings from Haiti came out noisy and distorted.
We're talking about the very, very beginnings of modern-day field recording. I mean, he was recording onto aluminum discs. That sounds so primitive now, and it was so primitive then that Alan deemed these recordings unusable at one point.
The tapes were stored away at the Library of Congress shortly after Lomax returned to the U.S., and they stayed there for decades. It was only about 10 years ago that an effort began to have the audio digitally restored and denoised. Alan Lomax's daughter, Anna, heads the project. She's also executive director of the Association for Cultural Equity, which her father founded.
We have a plan of repatriation of Alan's recordings, which is something that he started. He had been doing that whenever possible, but it was very difficult before digital technology to do things like that with massive amounts of material. And probably by spring, we can do the repatriation. Meanwhile, we will go back to some of the places where Alan recorded and try to find out if any of the people are still alive or their heirs.
One of the people they'll be looking for is a woman simply known as Francilia. Rumor has it that she worked for the Lomaxes in Port-au-Prince as a housekeeper. Nothing else is known about her, but her singing skills are now immortalized forever. For the world, I'm Ruxandra Guidi.